It's just over a week now until the state budget is due, and there is no resolution yet on an array of proposed new taxes and spending proposals, as well as several unrelated items that are tied to the budget. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Governor Cuomo has been holding private leaders' meetings on the budget at the executive mansion.
This week is about getting a state budget done, which is one of the most serious state budgets we've had to deal with.
But he took a day off to give several storm briefings in New York City and its suburbs, where over a foot of snow was expected. Among the unresolved items, how to mitigate the partial loss of state and local tax deductions in the federal tax law. It was approved by Congress and signed by President Trump late last year. David Friedfeld with the budget watchdog group Citizens Budget Commission says it's something that needs to be dealt with, or New York could lose billions of dollars in revenue and some of the state's wealthiest residents.
This is a significant issue for New York, and it could be a real problem long term. It's not the type of effect that you'd expect to see taxpayers fleeing immediately, but over the course of a few years, as people file their 2018 taxes, let's say in 2019, their accountants will say, you know, if you lived in Florida full time, you could save hundreds of thousands of dollars per year.
Cuomo has proposed an optional payroll tax for businesses that employers and their workers could substitute for the state income tax. The business owner could then deduct the payroll tax from the company's taxes, which is still allowed under the changes to the federal tax code. Cuomo also wants to set up charitable entities for schools and health care. Taxpayers could donate to the funds as a substitute for paying a portion of their property taxes. They would then receive a charitable donation tax credit on their federal tax forms. Friedfeld says both are good fixes, but are not without complications, including whether the IRS would allow the charitable funds as essentially a substitute for state and local tax payments.
The biggest concern is whether or not the federal government will in some way respond such that it's no longer effective or that it can't be deducted at the federal level.
The New York State Assembly, where Democrats are in the majority, are on board with the governor's proposals. But the state Senate, where Republicans lead, has not agreed to them. Cuomo has also proposed a tax on opioid prescription pain medicines that he says could bring in $125 million to help offset the cost of treating addiction to the drugs. The governor says it's only fair that the makers of the pills bear some of the financial burden of treating people who become addicted. But many, including the pharmaceutical industry, say it's patients who will end up paying the cost. The lobbying group Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, or PhRMA, commissioned a study. It found the tax would actually lead to higher insurance and medical costs for New Yorkers. Union College economic professor Lewis Davis conducted the study, along with a colleague.
It will raise money, but they're going to be raising money from New Yorkers in the form of higher insurance premiums, which then gets paid. So the tax gets paid by the insurance companies who pass the costs on to New Yorkers.
Some of the drugs given to patients in addiction treatment clinics would also be taxed under the proposal and would become more expensive, says Davis. He says that might encourage more to switch to the cheaper alternative of black market heroin. There are also a number of non-spending items that are tied to the budget, including the Child Victims Act to give victims of childhood sexual abuse greater access to the courts, and the DREAM Act, which would qualify children of undocumented immigrants for college aid. Governors and legislators often struggle to meet the budget deadline, which is March 31st. This year it may be even harder, though, because the Passover and Easter holidays begin on March 30th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.